this week has provided a tremendous opportunity for me to really get in touch with how my mind makes things so much worse and makes it so much harder when I start out the day and nothing goes the way that I had hoped that it would go, or even I could even go a little further and say that the way that I expected it to go. And I know because of the fact that I'm the one choosing to have expectations and beliefs about what I think should happen and how it should happen and even when it what should happen, that I want to take responsibility for that, because those are really just thoughts. That's just the stuff in my head. And in a lot of cases, it really does lead me further away from where everything is really happening. And it leads me away from being able to appreciate what is in any given moment. And if that is really what mindfulness practice is about, which I believe for me it is and has been, then I really do want to be here and not lost in my head somewhere, carried away with all of the thoughts I have about things not going the way that I had hoped or expected them to. I had an opportunity to, I was invited to participate in a community group, and this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And so it's kind of interesting how I have had an opportunity to just kind of sit with this and really practice mindfulness and really try to get a deeper insight into how I make things harder for myself by having expectations for how things should be and how my life should go. So in this case, it was a very interesting week. I had really wanted to participate in this a couple of weeks ago, and due to my work and business travel, it just did not work out. And so I did sit with some feelings of guilt about not being able to participate in this sooner. And for me, for many years, that has been a struggle. All of my own issues around guilt and feeling inadequate and not feeling like, you know, or I'm feeling like I'm letting people down is something that I've certainly struggled with. And that's not really necessarily what I'm talking about today, or not the main focus of that. This is more about really what happened this week, and where I found myself is that there was an opportunity to do this two different days this week for me. And earlier this week, I had gotten up very early to participate in this and had a multitude of things go wrong, including, you know, mishaps and an accident and experiencing some physical pain and feeling an incredible amount of frustration. I had really set this intention to get up early and go participate in this, and it just was not going to happen. I mean, this was one of those things where I just, you know, and I wasn't able to. There were some things that happened that made it impossible for me to be able to leave the house and do this, you know, due to what had happened. And really what happened isn't really important at all. That's just the story. That's the stuff that if I choose to, I can get really, really wrapped up in my thoughts about it and my reactions. And I can feel like a victim and feel like life isn't fair. And, you know, why I wanted to go do this. Why couldn't I go do this? This just isn't fair. Why does this always happen to me? These are all really just thoughts. I mean, all of these things that we can say to ourselves or to others are really just thoughts in my head. I know, at least for me, I know I'm not a victim. It's just, this is what happened. And that's, as a human being, all I can really do is deal with where I find myself. And, you know, accidents are going to happen, mishaps are going to occur no matter what I do. But it's just, I'm finding more and more, the older I get and the longer that I've been practicing mindfulness, that it is really so much about how I view this. What am I telling myself? And actually what I found is one of the most healing things has been where I'm not telling myself anything at all. And that's actually just kind of coming to me in the moment, that it isn't so much about, I know a lot of times I've heard people talk about improving our self-talk, or, you know, changing it or modifying it. What I'm finding is that used to be where I thought it would, that's where I thought it really was. That's where it was at, you know, trying to change my self-talk. I'm beginning to find that, and it's becoming apparent to me, and it's becoming more clear that it's really about not paying attention to any of the talk that, you know, any of the self-talk, period. and not really necessarily putting any energy towards self-talk, in that I don't really, because anything I'm telling myself essentially at a deeper level is really just a narrative. It's really just me thinking about what is happening to me and where I find myself. And it really does, the more I do that and pay attention to that, the more I'm really, I've begun to move away from what is actually really happening. And I can't really be here experiencing what's happening if I'm too busy off somewhere else telling myself what I think is happening and how I should view it and how I should see it and how I should react to it. I don't want to be reacting to it at all, would be really the ultimate idea here. It just doesn't always work out that way, because it's easier said than done. And so this morning, what happened is, a couple of days later, and I'm kind of speaking about this in the moment, it is, you know, very, very early in the morning, and I went to where I thought this group was meeting, and found that evidently either I've misunderstood, or I thought that I had the address, I thought I knew where it was, I had a picture of where it was, and there's no one there. And so what I found is that, there again, this is not a mishap in my mind. This is not something bad happening. This is just simply what is happening right now. And for whatever reason, this is what's happening. It's very likely that I have misunderstood. After spending some time trying to find the address where I thought that I was supposed to be, I did not find it. And I just found myself smiling and laughing almost, and able to enjoy the fact that it just wasn't happening. This wasn't going to happen today. And I could have gotten really, really caught up in, and I'm not saying this in that there's anything that I have done. I've not been able to do anything to allow myself to take this so lightly. I think all I've really ever been able to do, and this is available to any of us, is to just pay attention to my mind. And because I know that any reactions I have to this, any bad attitude I'm going to experience, or feelings of frustration, anger, feeling like somehow, you know, this isn't fair and this hasn't gone the way I wanted it to go, all of that stuff happens right in between my ears, in my head. That's literally where all this happens. And if I'm not really invested anymore in my thoughts about this, then I can really just be with the experience and just be here now with what's happening. And it was really nice to be able to realize that, yes, I could, clearly I'm very capable, like all people, of having a tremendous amount of thoughts about, you know, why this didn't go the way I had hoped, and, you know, why I could have just stayed in bed if I couldn't have found this place. But it's kind of amazing how all these things are thoughts. And just being here, being in the moment, and seeing whatever it is I'm seeing around me, and being able to enjoy it and appreciate it and just breathe in and breathe out. And I don't really want to sound overly trite here. I don't want to sound overly idealistic, but I don't think this really is, at least in my humble opinion, I think this is just really what is available to us when we can get to a place where our mind, we're no longer believing everything that's going on about what we're thinking about what's happening, or what we're thinking about whatever it is that we're feeling, that this really is available to us. And I feel like that's the most important thing I can say today, is that this is what it feels like, at least for me. I can't know what it is for anyone else, but I know at the end of the day that, you know, I can really, really experience this two different ways. I could experience it based on how I think about it and how I react to how I feel. If I'm feeling any negative emotions about it and feeling disappointed and frustrated, and then beginning to worry about, well, what if this is what the rest of my life is going to be like? I'm going to go to do things that I think I'm going to do and it's not going to happen. But isn't so much of life like this already? It's not all like this, but I realize that, you know, sometimes this is what happens. And there's different variations of this. It's not just, you know, thinking that we're going to go somewhere and that something's going to happen. I mean, this can kind of take place in a lot of different situations. I can go into relationships with people with these kinds of expectations. I can just meet people for the first time and have expectations like this. If I'm not careful and if I'm not paying attention, I can have an agenda for just about anything. And I really could have done that this morning, but, you know, mindfulness practice, I can say the same thing over and over again, that it's really just about paying attention to our minds. It's about watching our minds, and it seems incredibly simple, almost to the point that it seems too simple to be true. But I've experienced it enough and know so many people who have, and I know it's available to anyone who is at a point in life where they don't, where they feel like getting lost in their thinking and in their reactions about what it is that they're feeling about what is happening or what someone has said to them is no longer serving them anymore. If you feel like there is no joy in being carried away with your thoughts and being lost in your head and lost in your thoughts about your life and what's happening, then it's beautiful to know that there really is something that can actually make a difference. It's not a quick fix. It's certainly not a cure-all for what ails us, so to speak, but it really is. It's a very simple practice, not an easy practice. And I started out and it was very, very tough many, many years ago. I've worked with and taught many people who it's taken some time, and it doesn't necessarily happen as quickly sometimes as people think or hope or expect. But then again, there it gets back to those, the agenda again, the expectations. And what I'm finding here is that even in a situation where I have attempted twice to participate in something, it's nobody's fault. It's none of the people's fault who are doing this. It's really not my fault even. And I guess that's the most important thing I'm realizing in the moment is there is no fault really. This is just life unfolding. It's just what's happening. And if I'm living life looking for everything to pay off, and for me to get something, so to speak, out of every effort that I make, it's going to be a long, frustrating journey. It really is. But if I am open to just paying attention to my mind and watching it and realizing that I don't have to believe everything that's going on here in my mind, then there's really a whole other part of life. There's a whole other level of consciousness that's available to me where I can live life in a different way. Doesn't mean it's going to fix all my problems. Doesn't mean it's going to make all my dreams come true. But it does mean that I will hopefully suffer less, and that I will hopefully spend less time feeling like a victim and feeling like I can't do anything about anything. I realize there's a lot of life that I can't control, but there are some things that I certainly have a hand in and want to do my best in those situations. But I know if I'm too busy, lost in thought and reacting to, you know, negative emotions of any sort or even positive emotions, I can get really carried away about things going really wonderfully, that I can be lost as well and not really be here doing the best work I can do and not being of service to people in the best way that I can, and not taking care of myself and really kind of finding the balance with all of that. So I'm speaking all these words today amidst things not going at all like I thought they would. You know, the Wednesday was a day where, you know, there was some physical pain involved. I had a mishap, it was a tough morning. It was definitely, things did not go well. And I found myself a little bit carried away with the negative reactions to it. But the beautiful part is that that's what mindfulness practice does for us, is I spent a few minutes really frustrated, really angry, you know, feeling like a victim, until I didn't anymore, until I realized, okay, these are just thoughts. And, you know, it is, and I will admit, when you first start practicing this, it is not easy to let these thoughts go. When we have been in the habit of, for many years in a lot of cases, believing and really holding on to these thoughts and believing that they're always true because we're the ones that think them, it is very, very difficult to let go of them. We become very attached to our own thinking. In some cases, that's what we're holding on to for dear life. I mean, if we can't believe what we're thinking, then what do we have left? What do we have? And so it's very easy as a human, it's very natural to cherish what it is that we think about things. And when we begin to, we're presented with an opportunity to change our consciousness and using a very ancient, what I refer to as a very ancient technology, it is daunting. It can be sometimes, you know, downright scary. But at the end of the day, I think if we can appreciate intellectually that, you know, by not believing everything we're thinking about how we're feeling, we can suffer less, we might enjoy life more, we might be able to be more in the flow of things. It sounds wonderful, but I do know that in order to get there, we have to get to a place where we practice, and I think we have to practice that too. And that's just really coming to me in the moment as well, that we have to practice letting go of believing everything that we think, and letting go of our preconceived notions. We have to practice not, you know, we have to practice feeling, you know, there's the impulse to have a thought and to believe it. And it may happen, and generally it does happen. Even if I'm not actively making it happen, it's going to happen because there's that neural groove. I mean, it's a mental habit. And if I can get to a place where I can feel that going on, but I'm not attached to it in any way, and I'm not identifying with those thoughts, just because they're happening in my head doesn't mean that I have to identify with them, and I don't have to take them as the truth. I'm just a human being with a brain that is wired with within a nervous system, that this is what it does habitually, doesn't mean that I have to believe this and that I have to think that this is the absolute truth about what's going on, because I know I've had enough opportunities to practice knowing that it isn't. And it does take time, and we have to definitely be very kind and gentle to ourselves along the way. It doesn't all happen overnight. This is it's a transformative process, but it does take time. But it is, as someone who's done it for decades, it's very, very much worth the effort that is made to come back to the present moment. Every time I feel myself getting carried away, I just let myself come back here again. And this morning, after going to this place where I thought I was supposed to be, I'm open to the fact that maybe I was not supposed to be there for whatever reason, but I don't know. I don't have any way of proving that. But all I know is that all I really can do is just be here, even if I'm in what I refer to as the wrong place. I don't feel like I was in the wrong place. I just feel like it'd be very easy to get carried away with that and feel like somehow I did something wrong and didn't find the place I was supposed to go. I could get really carried away in thinking, maybe they didn't do this morning and they didn't tell me. But it doesn't really matter. I don't know that that's the case or not. I really don't. And I'm very open to the fact that it was happening. It just was happening in a place where I somehow didn't understand where it was, or I take responsibility for that. But I'm not looking for a perpetrator. I'm not looking for anyone who did anything wrong. And that includes myself. If I didn't find the right place, I didn't find the right place. But the only way in which that hurts and that I have any experience, any pain, is if I get wrapped up in my thinking about me being the person that's wrong and didn't find the place I was supposed to go. And if I feel like I've wasted any of my time or wasted my life getting up at 5:30 in the morning to go be somewhere a little after 6 a.m., then that's who I'm going to be, and I'm going to spend all day today being the person that got up for no reason. But that's there again, those are just thoughts as well. I don't feel that way. And the only way that I'm able to feel peaceful and calm and not looking for a perpetrator in this or anyone who's done something wrong is because it doesn't mean I'm a special, wonderful person. I'm a very flawed human being who has made many mistakes. But I've just practiced being a different way. And that's what's so beautiful about this is that we can be different. We can experience life differently. It's just that in this case, for me, I have to practice being that different way. And many people that I have worked with have found the same thing, that we can't really transform overnight or in the short run. It really is a long-term sustained practice. And eventually we begin to realize that without trying, we actually are different, and I'm very thankful for that, because it would be a really long day today if I was going to be upset about this and feel cheated. And I'm not saying that there's any perpetrator, that anyone has done anything wrong to me, because they haven't. This is just what happened. Life sometimes just happens this way, and the more that I can be in the flow of that and accept it, the better off I'm going to be. And that's really what I want to choose for myself over and over again, as life moves on.